USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A federal judge in Florida temporarily blocking the Biden administration from using emergency parole powers for some migrants at the U.S. southern border. The policy would have temporarily paroled asylum seekers into the U.S. to alleviate overcrowding at immigration holding facilities along the border. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Friday,
"So that's what we've been seeing from Republican officials over and over again for the past several months. Instead of trying to deal with an issue or talking to the federal government how to deal with an issue maybe in their state or in their city, they don't do that."
This comes amid a surge of migrants following the end of the pandemic-era rule Title 42, which allowed for the quick expulsion of migrants seeking asylum at the border. Heavy rain and flooding in South Texas, making the flow of the Rio Grande River deadly for illegal immigrants who are trying to cross.
"We are going to have an increase in flow anywhere between 10 feet to the possibility of 32 feet.
Assistant Fire Chief Rodolfo Cardona says hail was also in the forecast. Millions across the Pacific Northwest bracing for a record-breaking heat wave. Scorching temperatures up to 30 degrees above normal are possible from Oregon to Alberta, Canada, starting Friday, and the National Weather Service says the heat wave could last well into next week. A swarm of moderate to large earthquakes continues to rattle Northern California. USGS geophysicist Paul Caruso.
"Well, the quakes were actually underground at a depth of about 4.5 miles underground.
People some 260 miles away in San Francisco said they felt the shaking from the 5.5 Tembler. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is reportedly nearing an announcement that he's running for president in 2024. The governor's moving his political operation to a new base of operations Monday, which will trigger disclosure requirements. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
A Virginia Democrat is calling for members of Congress to go without pay until the debt limit crisis is resolved. Representative Abigail Spanberger requested Congress's chief administrative officer withhold pay for lawmakers until the nation's borrowing limit has been raised. She said, "If the American people and economy are suffering due to congressional inaction, members should not receive compensation." This comes as Democrats and Republicans are deadlocked over how to raise the debt limit. They used to be called goons. These days, hockey players who get into a lot of fights are known as enforcers. And a new study presents bad news.
The study says players who spent their careers as enforcers live significantly shorter lives than other players. The average age of death, 47 and a half years. Most other players live a decade longer. Of the more than 6,000 men who've played in the NHL since 1967, 21 former enforcers have died. 11 had links to the brain injury CTE. 2 were drug overdoses, 2 were nerve disorders, and 3 were suicides. The study by Columbia University could help make the case to ban fighting in the NHL, as it is in most other hockey leagues around the world. I'm Richard Johnson.
Two police officers who took down a school shooter in Nashville will receive national recognition. Officers Rex Engelbert and Michael Colazzo will be presented the National Award of Valor by National Association of School Resource Officers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.